Oz Talk, this is dictating on Karen Schaffernberg. That's K-A-R-E-N, Karen Schaffernberg. S as in Sam. S-C-H-A-R-F-E-N-B-E-R-G. S as in Sam. S-C-H-A-R-F-E-N-B-E-R-G. F as in Frank. Scharfenberg dash Fenoran. Fenoran is F as in Frank, E-R-R-A-R-O-N-E. F as in Frank, E-R-R, R as in Robert, A-R-O-N-E. Fenoran. Scharfenberg Fenoran. Date of birth, 12-9-1957. Date of visit, 12-31-25. Please make copy for Erica O'Donnell. O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. D-O. Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Karen Schaffernberg for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is persistent cough for 1 year. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 68-year-old attorney who has had a persistent cough with no sputum production for the past 1 year, has not been on any specific therapy, period. The patient denies any history of pneumonia or low respiratory infections, and has had some wheezing as reported by her spouse, and has not been on any cough meds or inhalers, period. The patient denies weight loss, denies chest pains. There's no fevers or chills, but she does have some nasal congestion and post-nasal drip, period. The patient also reports asthma as a child, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for tonsillectomy in 1965. History for hernia repair. In 1968, she had a fractured ring finger on the left with a dislocated little finger in November 25. she has no history of diabetes or hypertension, period. Previous history for thyroid nodule that was ablated with radioactive iodine more than 15 years ago, period. Next paragraph, allergies to Compazine. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking. No history of alcohol use, period. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer. One brother had prostate cancer. And mother had uterine cancer, and grandmother with breast cancer, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue, denies glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or burning. She has no shortness of breath, but has persistent cough and occasional wheezing, period. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, diarrhea, or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no leg swelling. Next, no anxiety or depression. Denies easy bruising or enlarged glands. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Past history also includes history of asthma as a child, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is an averagely built elderly white female with alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor sign of the sector superfluidema. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse 86, as patient's 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 159, saturation 96. HENT had enormous phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus edematous, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds to the periphery and no wheezes or crackles, period. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough. Number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3 is allergic for rhinitis. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CT chest to evaluate her for any underlying infiltrates or lesions. Also get the CBC, IgE level, total eosinophil count, and a complete metabolic profile. And advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. She could use Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Eric O'Donnell, D.O. Thank you. Start to Suzanne.